Yes. A very good afternoon to you. Or a good evening. Or a good morning, man. Wherever you're finding yourself in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful green and dark continent. And this is the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjengo Kamekulunkwanyo Kalamangulukangino Meno. And this is our segment, man. We do this daily. I get the privilege to have an hour where I make proposals. So I make economic analysis, trade analysis, and interpretations at the best of my understanding and knowledge. You know, the country and the community invested in me, allow me to be exposed to certain things. So in a way, I'm trying to give back with the little knowledge that I got. So bear with me where I do not know. That's why we expect you, or I expect you to come through, to correct me, to write, things like that. So my job is actually to gather the firewood and light the fire so that everyone can feel the warmth. And that warmth is the conversation that we have about our country, about ourselves, about our history, about our economy and the way forward. Look, there is nothing important than where we are going and the way forward. I prefer the way forward. But again, going forward, we need to understand the historical context of where we are and where we are coming from, our capabilities and our resources and what we have. Now, the Village newspaper wrote an article about Namibian savings. And many of you guys were shocked. And a couple of people came to me and asked, like, where did the saving come from? How much we have all that money? And what I did, what I told everybody is that I want you to go read the article. It's very, very important you go read the article so that you can understand what the saving is being referred to. So now I asked for permission to be here today and talk about these savings. And it's so important, and I'm repeating this for everyone, whether you're a policymaker, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a consumer, whoever you are, I want you to understand why this saving is so important. Why? Why is that particular saving is important? 414.8 billion. Why is it important? There is, and I'm saying this loudly and clear, there is nothing important in our country than that money. I'm going to say there is nothing important in this country than that money. Apart from the policies we make, that is the money. That is the bag. That is everything. That is our confidence. That is everything. So when we are making noise and we are being arrogant and we have confidence about our country and about ourselves, it's because of those savings. Because savings are what become capital. I'm repeating this again. Savings are what become capital. So the money that you as an individual, you as a company, you as an entity did put away, either for medical purposes, when you get sick, or you have insured your car, your vehicle, or your house, or for fire, or you have put some money aside for when you retire, or you have an unit trust account, or you have an investment account with Old Mutual, with wherever, with the banks. Now, collectively, that money is what we call our national savings. And that is the most important amount. And it's a pity. People are not reporting on it. Nobody is reporting on it. Do you know why? Because those who know that that amount of money exists are the richest people in Namibia. Yes. Because the whole psychological thing behind saving, please save, it's just not because we care about you when you retire. It's just not because we care about you when you get sick. No, we are trying to make the bag of capital. The whole idea is capital. And I want to bring you guys here that why is that amount so important right now? Why? Because we want capital. We want the capital. Entrepreneurs are crying, villagers are crying, everyone is crying. We do not have what? Projects are not running, entrepreneurship and product are not being launched. Everything is being delayed, it's not happening. Do you know why? It's not because of the skill set of Namibian. It's not because we do not know how to run project. It's because of capital. And when we now, at this point, at this juncture, we are talking about capital, we are feeling the pain of not having seed capital, operating capital, then this is when now we're supposed to cool down and check how much do we have in our saving? And where is our saving? When our saving were converted to capital, where are they invested? Who is managing them? What is the mandate? Because I'm telling you this, there are certain individuals in our economy that are given power and authority to determine where your saving go. Let me talk about two guys who have unit trust. You put some money away to say, I want this money to grow this money for me for the next 3 years. Grow this money for me for the next 5 years. Or I have a little daughter right now. I wonder when she's going to 10, 17, she has enough money to go to school. So you have been putting some money aside. I want now to tell you this. When you are putting that money aside, I want you to ask yourself, where is that money? Where does that money go? How does that money to be grown? The most important question, how is your money? That money for funeral, that money for whatever, how is it being grown? And one of the most important lessons we have not learned or we have not taught ourselves as Namibian is to ask a key question, to be deliberate that if I'm going to save money and that the money is going to be used as capital, I should also have the power to determine where my saving get to be invested. And I'm asking all of you now, Namibians, you guys collectively have more than almost 500 billion. Almost 500 billion. Now, ask, why is my son company or product not being funded? Why? And when my son came to me, he said, this product is so good, it's going to solve problem. But when he's going to look for capital in the Namibian economy, he cannot find funding. But I am yet to retire. I'm 57 years old. And when I checked, my retirement was around 2 million. So where is this money being invested? I spend almost 40 years saving for my medical aid, saving for my retirement. Where do they invest money? Where do they invest my savings if they are not investing it in the Namibian economy? Ah, beautiful people. This, apart from anything else that we have to learn, is economic building. And so many people have told us the wrong information. Like what Lucky Tube said, they gave us so much of wrong information that economic building is, it just need investment. It only need foreign investment. Guys, you have almost 500 billion. Ask yourself, why do we need capital from somewhere? Because let me correct all of you. The money that you want coming from other country, I want you to ask yourself this beautiful question. Where do you think that money is from? Do you think they're just the printing money? No, it's from their savings. The Canadian companies are borrowing from their stock exchange. Ah, man, beautiful people. Ah, it's amazing. And above something that I wanted to talk about as a country, as people, as individual, as concerned people, because many of you are just worried about unemployment, but you have no idea how to solve it. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Many of you use the word unemployment just to drive a certain agenda. But if I ask you, how can we solve unemployment? Yeah, you will tell us a bunch of, I'm gonna keep quiet. I'm going to say this to all of you that are listening. The determining factor, the equalizer, the most important thing is capital. And understanding where to get that capital is the most important thing. Unlocking that capital is the key. So no matter how blackmailing you can tell us about unemployment, how caring you are, if there are no effort to avail capital, tailor-made capital, then you are making noise. I'm going to tell you this. Whether you're a politician, whether you're a trade facilitator, whether you reason with entrepreneurs, you care about entrepreneurs, I don't care. I truly don't care. Until you say, this is how we unlock capital. This is where we can find the capital. Because the only thing which is missing right now in our economic building, in our journey to build the economy that we want, is capital. And guys, capital is available in Namibia. I think Namibia in the world is the third in terms of retirement saving or something like that. Google it. Get the right information. We have so much saving in our hands. And I ask you politely, you colleagues, you Namibian, you old, you young, you whatever. There is nothing else which is going to liberate us, give us our sovereignty back, if we do not utilize our own capital to fund what we want. Tatenangolo Mbama went to UNDP, I think, 2 days ago. And when UNDP told him that we are going to spend around the 700 million, Atande Mbama said, that is small money. That is small money. Now, I want that Mbama to go visit GIPF. I want that Mbama to go and visit NAMFISA and tell them the same statement. Because I have a NAMFISA quarterly report for the end of 2023. It details out where our savings are invested. It details in terms of insurance, how much do we have, how much do we save, insuring our cars, insuring our whatever. In terms of medical aid, how much do we put aside? In terms of investment, a unit, trust, and whatever, friendly society, how much do we have? And they also go to an extra mile to say the allocation of capital, where Namibian savings are invested. And that is the key question every Namibian should ask. Go to your old mutual, go to your Sanlam, go to your Bank Windhoek, go to your Nedbank, go to your FNB, go to all of them. If you have an unit trust, if you have an investment account, and ask them, where is my little money invested? Is it making an impact here? I know I want it to grow. Can't it be grown in Namibia? Ask that question.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
I want to slow down as much as possible because I think this is the best lesson we can teach ourselves. I hear so many people, I'm going back to my statement and I come back to the numbers. I hear so many of you so concerned. Oh, Namibian people are suffering. Namibian people are a bunch of from all of you. And please come and beat me up if you're feeling bad about it. But I can tell you this. None of you are speaking the language that people want to hear. Especially entrepreneurs. No. None of you are speaking the language. Until you tell us, how will we unlock? Where will we find capital? That is it. That is it. And as I say, Tate Mbumba went to UNDP and tell them, there is small money. Tate Mbumba, my president, you have no right even to tell UNDP that, because how much money did you give them? But I can say this, Tate Mbumba, you have a right to go to GIPF. You have a right to go to NAMFISA and tell them that the threshold that you came up with, because there is a threshold, especially when it comes to retirement. There is a regulation called the 13 that says, this amount of money as you as a portfolio manager, say asset manager, which is now when you are trusted as a custodian of Namibian savings that you got from Namibian, you should only invest it here and here and here. That the moment I want you to listen, if somebody closer to my old man should listen. The only right you have to say something like that is little money, is go to Namfisa, go to JPF, go to the Namibian asset managers. Because they are the custodian of even, Tatemomba, even your retirement fund is within Namibian asset managers. Go to them and dictate that my saving as a Namibian president, I want it invested in Namibia. I wanted to go tell them. Like for real. Because, you know, maybe I said it, the president and the word I'm about to say is a bit bad. Let me come back to it. I cannot have Namibians, like some of you, you have 1 million in your retirement, but you do not know where it's invested. And you are so caring, people are suffering, when you have 1 million invested in London, taking care of London business people, and you care about us? No, bro, nah, no. No. If we have laws that says, 45% of our asset should be invested in Namibia. You know, it was even a fight, man. It was a fight just to convince Namibians who are managing this saving to agree to a 45% rule. It was a fight that the Kala was sued, he was taken to court. And the same people, the same individuals, they will be there giving speeches. No, Namibian entrepreneurs, the problem is the funding. I look at this people that, you know, certain people think Namibian people are very stupid. I'm sorry to use such a word, but there are certain guys in the economy who think you guys know nothing. And yes, many of us know nothing. Because if you have 1 million in a retirement savings, and you have a son or you have a daughter and is struggling to get funding, I want you to go and ask, where is my money invested? I want you to know the two keywords, listed and unlisted. And I was reading one of my favorite book today. I just went back to it. And I found a very disturbing statement, a very beautiful statement. And it says, at no point does anyone in the chain in the main economy know what to do with money in the real economy. Guys, this is the key word, the real economy. If you go in Namfisa quarterly report, I can tell you this, around 60% of the domesticated savings are in stock in the Namibian Stock Exchange. Now, I want you to understand this. What is the real economy? If all our savings are just in the stock exchange, and it's not a bad thing. No, it's not a bad thing. But if we are serious and deliberately want to enable and unlock capital, money should come to the real economy, because that is where things are happening. Beautiful people. And this is just a lesson. I'm not attacking anybody. And this is written by somebody. And this guy, he used to take part in the New York Stock Exchange and things like that, you know. So he understands even things better, that when most of our asset managers have no idea where to put the money. Look, before I take this caller, please call back. I'll take your caller. So this is how he put it. When someone with so much money, they give it to a bank. When a certain somebody does not know what to do with it, so they give it to a large bank. Then the second thing, the bankers do not know what to do with it, so they diversify by spreading it across a portfolio of institutional investors. So when the institutional investor do not know what to do with their managed capital, so they diversify by just putting it in a portfolio of stocks. They go to the stock exchange. In Namibia, it's not just the stock exchange. Most of your money is going to government debt. Yeah, and it's beautiful. I'll come back to that. Then the last one, companies try to increase their share price by generating free cash flow. Like literally, this guy's in the stock, in the stock exchange or wherever, they are getting free cash flow because the people you trusted with your saving have no idea. And I'm sorry to people who are managing money. You have an idea. But when you come to the real economy, all of you are shy. You are scared. You will come with all, no, it's too risky. It need to be the real, all bunch of excuses. Then, when I go find you tomorrow, you are the same guy. And entrepreneurs need to be funded. And entrepreneurs need capital. And this is the same guy who's sitting on top of capital. So are you brave enough to bring the money to the real economy? So we have the capital, colleagues. What I wanted to tell you is that I do this every year. I repeat this topic every year just to remind you that we do have capital. We do have almost 500 billion in our savings. And I can challenge any educated person from Bank of Namibia to any asset manager. You can tell them if you're close to them. If they have any disagreement with what I'm saying today, I'll give them free time to come and say it. If you talk to them, this is what they are going to tell you. Namibian projects are just not de-risked. I mean, de-risky so much. They are just so risky, you know. They're just so risky and risky. They will throw around that word risky. But I want you to challenge them. Can you please elaborate on the risky that you are referring to? Ask them like that. What are they, when they are saying Namibian projects are risky, when they are saying Namibian entrepreneurs are risky, what are they referring to? I want you to ask them like that. Because we have trusted them with this amount of money. And I want you also to understand, when we are saying growing the money for you, yes, that is their main mandate, grow the money for me. But guys, we are all Namibian, right? We all care about Namibian, right? We all promoting entrepreneurship, right? We are all like, oh my goodness, we should invest in mining. We should invest in nye. Okay, cool. If we are all at that same level, then we should take the risk. Why do you want people to come with their money to take a risk with their money and you do not want to take a risk with your money? Beautiful people. Let's have a beautiful conversation, man. You know, in Namibia, we don't have this hard conversation. And I'm sorry to everyone, to other radios and everybody who hold the conversation. All I'm hearing is just you guys debating about love, debating about what, corruption. Okay, cool. Then tomorrow you are saying your cousin is unemployed. He can't find a job. The economy is not growing. I want you to ask yourself, where does the money come from? Where does the capital come from? Where? Oh, man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's amazing, man. And we should have a conversation. We should talk. Economic building, man. Colleagues, economic building. The most important thing is economic building. And once we understand the art of building it, And I keep putting a disclaimer that it's not because now I am the doctor, I am the what, no. But I am learning that it will take a capital. Nothing else. Nothing else. You guys can go in exile again and fight until you avail capital. Until you make money available to do what needs to be done, especially by your SMEs. And one another thing I've read so beautiful today, it was what? Something about that, yes, one of the biggest challenges being faced by Africa is how to tactically harness the potential of young people by equipping them with the requisite skills and knowledge for contributing to the transformation of African economies. Okay. But in this now, how do you tactically harness the potential of young people? The keyword is capital. The keyword is capital. There is nothing else. Everything else is complementary, colleagues. There is nothing until you unlock capital. And all these days, I'm annoying DBN. I'm annoying people of DBN. I'm annoying them. I love DBN so much. And I love the fact that they give me a platform to email them and they respond. And I'm inviting them here. That come and talk to the Namibian people. You have a 5-year strategy that want to unlock and to avail capital. What is it? I will not rest until I get them here. It's because, from my understanding, the key word is capital. No, Africa is young. Africa is what? Namibia is what? Until Johannes Capital. Until you can avail capital and where to get it. Until you can de-risk the young people. Because I'm a risky person according to the banks and according to everybody. So what type of policy can you come up to de-risk me so I can get the loan and go do what needs to be done? Beautiful people. And there is one, again, one another beautiful statement that I read is to say, nations rises when the great entrepreneurs emerge. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's amazing. Like, great nation rises when great entrepreneurs emerge. Now I want you to ask yourself, whoever you are finding yourself, that how do great entrepreneurs emerge if you are not willing to fund them? Huh? Where will they come from? If you are not removing the collateral criteria that are crazy like they are from the moon. If you are not changing the threshold for the unlisted space, where will the smart and the great entrepreneur come from? Where? Colleagues, look, me and my friend can put money together today and we will not even reach 200,000. Like, for real, it will take us age. But I'm surrounded by the most smartest people I have known. I'm reading beautiful stories about smartest Namibian and creative Namibian. So that's why, if you are coming to my church, I'm going to repeat the same verse, the same chapter, that yes, everything is capital, my man. Everything else is complementary. So my Bible in economic building is anchored in unlocking capital. And I've realized you guys have capital. You are just there with a lot of money. Yo. Now, I want you to ask yourself. I love the fact that you guys are developing a culture of managing risk. I'm a risky person. And it's very difficult to convince somebody to take an insurance. It's very difficult for somebody to take even a retirement saving. It's very difficult even to take a medical aid because it's expensive. But the fact that we have individuals that understood the risk that they have to put money aside for emergency reasons. Now, I wanted to applaud them and say thank you so much. And now I wanted to teach them. You did not only save this money for emergency purposes and when you get older, when your car gets bummed. That is the money the economy used to invest in entrepreneurs and in project. Right now, colleagues, I want you to tell you this, all of you who have saved your money. The banks, the investment managers, everyone is using your money to invest in treasury bills. Like literally, like almost every week, there is 1 billion going to Bank of Namibia looking for space in treasury bills. It's beautiful. It's amazing, man. Because you have so much savings. Now the key question is, 1 billion in every auction in treasury bills. What can we do to unlock that money to go to the real economy? And all of you thinkers and smart people, this is the challenge that we have. Money is only going to the treasury bills. Our unit trust savings, our medical savings are only going because our market is so slow. Our money market is so shallow. It's only the foreign exchange and the treasury bills and what else? We don't have derivatives in here. We don't have so much money market products which you can go for 6 months or 3 months like what the medical aid needs. So they're all going to treasury bills. And this is the issue that I have. And I think that is the, look, guys, I know perhaps I praise Tatekale a lot. But I don't praise him because of his work on agriculture. No. He did something which I will never forget. The 45% rule. And I'm waiting now for Tateshimi to do the same thing when it comes to the unlisted. Because if this man live without changing the unlisted space and he talk about economic growing, how will we grow the economy if Namibian entrepreneurs and Namibian project cannot access capital? Because you, Tateshimi, and Namfis have prevented the capital. If you go in the list of assets where your savings should go, you will be shocked like, okay, cool, where are the Namibian entrepreneurs? Where? So, guys, we cannot be celebrating because we are using our money to build one of the biggest malls in Namibia. No, we want our money to go to projects like the grapes. You know, the grapes is our grape. Like, you know, it's our grapes. We are exporting, we are eating them. I want our money to go in at the Tunda there to grow whatever, you know. I want our money to go to a vocational training center who are assembling vehicles, you know. Like that, the money is working for us. Even if they do not make the interest, we can literally stand up and say, guys, we didn't make the interest and grow your money to such an extent because your money is within your sons. Eh? It's within your sons. Even when we are going to tell them that buy a Namibian product, we are going to say, if you don't buy those Namibian product, it's your money from JPF which was used to invest in those products. So go buy them so that your money can grow. We have to be emotional about it. We have to be strategic about it. We have to be deliberate about it. Now, you know what? The Bank of Namibia is bragging that, you know, the non-financial banking institutions are stable. Do you know what they say when they are saying you are stable? They are saying you are saving enough. They are saying you are paying your premium very well for insurance and for your medical and for your retirement. So then what is the use of Namibian people saving so well if the saving is not being invested in projects that empower them? What is the use of having Namibian going hungry? Because you do not have a project that are under irrigation because there are no capital. Guys, you know, it doesn't make sense. So beautiful people, as I say, everything I'm saying here, they are all suggestions. They are all interpretation from my small understanding of the economic building. I'm not there yet. I'm just a village guy. So what I'm saying here is just my interpretation. Now imagine if you Harvard colleagues, you UNAM colleagues, you NUST colleagues, you know, you IUM colleagues who are so educated, understand risk, understand investment, you know, if you go in and sit together and unlock the capital that we need, imagine what we will go. Now you guys are here hungry. And I'm looking at you guys like, yeah, we avail 800 million to buy what. I'm like, my G, just invest. You have the savings. Like now in Namibia, like now, we do not have enough tomatoes. Do you know that? Namibia does not produce enough potatoes. And when I hear any investment manager person telling me that investing in Namibia is too risky, I look at them like, dude, do you read? Do you read what is happening? We need potatoes. And the potatoes, they do not last in a shop, but they are bought, you know, they are bought. And that is a bankable project. You do not even need to go put it in your criteria, whatever. It's a bankable project. Now, Namibian projects are too risky, so we just have to put the money in stocks. Now, 60% of our saving is in 12 Namibian companies that are listed there. Are they now expanding? Are they growing? Are they employing more people? Yeah, ne? It's amazing, man. It's beautiful.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, there was somebody who was calling. I'm done making noise. You may now call. You can disagree. You can correct me. But, you know, something that I want so much, you know, it's just because I hear people talking there, you know, like, I don't want to use this word to say, there are certain people talking there behind, I don't want to say behind my back, like, you know, when they listen, they're like, no, Kanchango doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, cool. I thank you so much for listening, but if you disagree with anything that I say here, thank you so much. I love that. But please, can you just come through? Can you just come through? So we have this conversation and we correct each other and we enhance the conversation. The problem with Namibian educated people, they are just there in their comfort zone, in their surrounding, you know, wearing their suit and they, you know, and speaking the same language. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's amazing, man. But having had the conversation will take us somewhere. I think so. Because right now, if you tell Namfisa to say, guys, why are we not investing more in the unlisted space? They will tell you it's too risky. And I just want to have a whole conference so I understand what is so risky about the Namibian economy. If Mewanja is inviting people to come and invest in the Namibian economy, while Namibian people with money are saying Namibian economy is risky. So who is wrong? Who is not telling the truth? So how come we are so comfortable to tell people to bring their money, but we are not comfortable to use our own money? Somebody's lying to us. Because I'm now confused. But Mwanja, you said Namibia is good for investment, but the asset managers, which have more than $190 billion of our savings, are only investing 49% in the Namibian economy. Where is the other 51%? You know, so then you can have a conversation, man. Everything is about capital, colleagues. Everything is about capital. Everything else is complementary. And I want you to understand that. So that no politician, nobody should come to your village and tell you, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. Ask them, where is the budget? Where are you going to get the capital? Who is going to fund it? Which model are you going to use? If you have no answer to that, don't come to my village again. No, I care about the youth. I care about the youth. Okay, good. So what plan do you have for the youth, especially when it comes to capital? It's beautiful. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. So the conversation needs to continue, beautiful people. And this conversation needs to continue across all platforms. I know you guys are all angry about love and people dying and people killing themselves and GBV, everything about election, about your politics, exile and whatever. But at the center of solving all this problem is capital. Taking risk and entrepreneurs. Nations rise when great entrepreneurs emerge. And I said this also, I think, 2 weeks ago, that the people who solve problems are not the politicians or policymakers. No, it's entrepreneurs. And if your country is not funding entrepreneurs, there won't be any solutions. No new product, nothing and nothing. And that's why, you know, it's funny because all of you guys are there training left and right. You know, every day I see a flyer of entrepreneurship training, capacity building. And I'm just like, okay, once you know you train them, who is going to fund them? Then it ended there. That's why even I was reading one entrepreneur was so mad that, no, I have attended even 10 capacity buildings, but nobody's funding me. So then why are you training me? Why? If you're not willing to fund the project that I have. So then we go back to square one. So it's beautiful. It's amazing, man. You know, tomorrow we are going to have an asset manager in here. They sponsored a program. And I want you guys to call. I can't call them. And I cannot dictate their content because they bought airtime. They bought their airtime to talk about their product. And I want you guys to call through and ask those questions. Remember, you are not calling through to make people look bad or to make people... No, you are calling to ask questions that... Alan Gray, what do you do? Where do you invest the money? How is your savings, our investment strategy? How does it benefit Namibia? You know, come through and ask those questions. Let us learn how our money is being used. I think they are coming here tomorrow. And that is a privilege. That shows how Eagle FM is also coming through to bring you the right people so you ask questions. It's okay. Kanjengo should come and preach and ease and go. But when you have company buying airtime, they are, and Eagle FM dedicating 30 minutes of airtime to you guys, call and ask your question so you learn, so you relearn and unlearn, especially when it comes to asset management. Like, I'm so happy Alan Gray is coming through. I'm so happy. I'm going to listen. I just wish I could take part, but I can't. Because it's their commercial airtime, they have to utilize it the way that they wanted to utilize it. But it's now any Namibian, you are welcome to call and ask your questions. So you can use the information or my conversation today and ask the question. Then you can have things corrected, the things guided. Okay, when they say Namibia is risky, what do they mean? When they are allocating 51% of Namibian asset or saving outside, why? And of course, they will say they want to grow your money. Then you ask this, is it not possible to grow it in Namibia? The key question is here. Is it not possible to grow that 60% of that money in Namibia? And if there is something wrong, we have our politicians and our policymakers. Can they assist us to unlock and to fix the environment? We keep talking about conducive environment. So now ask Alan Gray when they come tomorrow that, Alan Gray, you are an investment and asset manager, advisor. What can be done? What can Namibia fix to create a conducive environment so that our saving can be invested in Namibia? So that we can stop sending people to go talk about our country outside. Because we have our own money. Now we are sending people all over the country to say, Namibia is nice, come and invest. Do you know what you are doing like that? You are looking for capital. But nobody is running around asset managers telling them that Namibia is beautiful. We want that 51 or a saving of ours to be invested in Namibia. Then they will tell us, why are they not investing in Namibia? What is the risk? I do understand our stock exchange is so small, but our real economy, guys, is huge. Our real economy is huge. I have a bream fish which is now costing how much? Very expensive. But imagine if an asset manager can put money and we can start an aquaculture project where we are keeping bream. Yes, a very good evening to you.
Yes, Kanjego, how are you?
I am very, very fine, and how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I have 3 minutes. What do you want to add to my theories and my suggestions?
But I want to add on your theory that is, can our country not be able to put a disclaimer when it comes to investment, especially on our natural resources, we'll only end up buying 10%. Because if you can be able to put a disclaimer, say, when you do this, you must do it at your own risk. Why are we not doing the same on our natural resources?
Yeah, I want us to focus today on our saving. We have almost 500 billion in savings. So let us find a way. How can we use that money? That is what I want to teach you guys. And because people are campaigning, is the right time to have this conversation. When they are going to come to your town or to your village, ask them that question that, okay, cool, we have almost 500 in savings. What is your plan to unlock that capital to fund Namibian project? I want you to ask them like that. They are all coming to you.
Okay.
Yep.
This money that you are talking about that's in saving, in the saving of the Namibian government, or it's individuals' money?
No, it's all of us' money, my G.
Because I see this individuals' money depends how those people obtain that money. Because if you obtain money in the wrong way, especially politicians, there's no way they can...
No. Let me just correct you. This is the saving in your retirement, under your medical aid, under your insurance, and under your unit trust and others. So meaning that money you put aside to be... Do you know why you put that money aside? You give them $2 and say, go invest this money and grow it for me. Now the key question is, when you are putting it away, it's called saving. But when it's going to be taken away to be grown, it's called capital. So now the key question, if we have all that savings, why are we struggling to invest in our own project? That is the key question.
Because we are not in the national politics and the economy will not allow us, because they are controlling.
Nobody's controlling you. NAMFISA is the custodian, is the regulator of how that money get to be, to be invested. NAMFISA and Minister of Finance. No international body, just those two guys. And I'm sure that the Shim will start campaigning soon also. Meet him and ask him.
Because if I give you, for example, I heard, like, for example, GIPF is involved in sport in South Africa. But why they are not involved here? We are even...
No, GIPF is involved here. It's involved in the unlisted space. Yeah, let me just correct you. In the unlisted space, GIPF have probably around 5 billion invested in the unlisted space. And they are again constrained because the law says they cannot go beyond that.
Yeah, because because they will now tell you, we'll decide where to invest our capital.
No, guys. And this is what I said at the beginning. You Namibian people, you make a lot of noise, but you do not want to make the right noise. How come you cannot touch GIPF? No, talk to GIPF. Say that, okay, cool, I have a retirement of 700. Ask them, where do you grow my money?
Which soil are you burying my money for it to grow like that? Is it not possible for you to put it in the Kavango soil, which is so fertile? Why are you guys not making noise about that? Then JPF will tell you that, according to our regulators, NAMFISA, we are stopped to do this and this. Then, okay, we move to NAMFISA and Tateshim and say, Tateshim, why are you stopping our saving to be invested in Namibia? Why?
But now they will tell you.
No, since when you accept what they tell you? It's election. Go talk to them. They even changed the electricity tariff not to go up. This is the best time. Go talk to Tateshimi. Go. No, they will do anything. You guys, you are not strategic.
We want the percentage on natural resources to be increased. Please.
Tata Alwendo will go campaign very soon. Go find him.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you. I know it's the right time to find them, yeah.
Colleagues, I know most of you are just targeting politicians and asking them different questions. And I'm asking you today that all of you, please, I want you to ask them about this saving. What plan do they have to unlock capital to come back here and it to be invested in our own project and entrepreneurs? And I'll close off with my statement to say, a nation rises when great entrepreneurs emerge. And great entrepreneurs will not emerge from the ashes. They will not come from heaven. They will not come from our ancestors. No. Only through our saving and our capital. How we deploy and allocate capital is what will make a great entrepreneurs. And with that, colleagues, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Make some noise in terms of economic policies. I can be corrected. I can be guided. It's all up to you to change and to fix what I say and to come up with better theories. Eagle FM is available on the website. You can listen to us via the website. You can download our app and listen. Or you can just go buy batteries and put in your stereo and listen to us. And you can also download our village paper. It's a free paper. And the story that I'm even talking about today was written there. And you can learn a lot. And you can participate in conversation. So with that, we have a show tomorrow, which is actually sponsored by an asset manager. Also, tune in and learn and ask your question. We will not go forward until you unlearn and relearn what needs to be done. With that, thank you so much and have a very good night.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament.